Okay, so enough said with that. Get your Bibles out. And if you would, go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians, chapter 2. Okay. I've been talking to y'all about that as you're Christians, as you're born again, as you're saved. Listen to me. You are not just another person on the face of the earth. You're a child of God. You're a child of the King. And as a child of the King, there's things that are yours. There's rights, there's privileges that are yours. If you don't exercise them, it's no one's fault but yours. There's a song, and I'm by a crazy old group out of the 70s that were hippies that got saved, and they sing this song, "Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Mama done told me, daddy done told me, and it's nobody's fault but mine." And I'm like, ain't that the truth? The bottom line is, in life, there's so many things we want to do. There's so many things in life that we can do. And if we'll take the power of choice, the power of that God has given us, to go in there with our free will and say, this is something I really want to know. I want to know what my rights and my privileges and my benefits are as a Christian, then you can walk in it, church. You can defeat every devil in hell. You can climb every mountain that's before you. You can get over every obstacle that's there if you want to, and you'll understand what God will do for you. Amen? We do not serve a dead God. We serve a living God. We do not serve religion. Religion is something that's held up before you, but does you no good. We serve a living God that gives you power to walk in victory. Amen? Come on, look at the person beside you and say, "Oh, pastor's excited this morning." So I don't want to review, because if I review, it's just going to take me that much longer, and then y'all are going to start looking at your watches, and so I don't like that, and so I'm just going to preach on. So I've told you six things that you have, and so we're at number 7 this morning. And I know that there's some guests with us this morning. We're glad you all are with us, and you don't really know my heart, but you can ask somebody else around here. I am a little crazy, but my heart's right. Okay? I mean, I hope y'all know that. I don't want to abuse you. I don't want to just try to get money out of you. I don't want to try to teach you things and manipulate the situation. I don't have to. For 20 years, the one thing I do know is that God is going to take care of whatever He wants to take care of. He is in charge, not me. God is going to bring victory where there needs to be victory. God is going to destroy the enemies that come against us. He's going to put the words that they have and rise up against us down. He is going to prosper us. He is going to bless us. I have been in the church when I have been on my knees in my office praying, saying, "God, we got to have $5,000. And the next thing you know, somebody screams in the front office and they got the mail and they open it up, and there was $5,000 of the traveler's checks from somebody we never heard. I've seen it. Seen it all my life. I've got a testimony, I'm not going to get into it today, of where the other day God spoke to me about giving sowing, and I took $5 and I documented, and I took $5 and kept sowing the money that God had given me, and I in about 4 weeks got to $1,000. Because God's principles work. I understand God's principles. So listen to me. I don't want you to get offended this morning, but I'm preaching about prosperity, and I want to preach about prosperity for the next few weeks. How many of y'all need money? Does any of y'all that you don't need any money? Have y'all found a way to exist in life without any money? Any of us? Because if you do, I need to talk to you. Because no matter what you do in life, I don't care. It's not about how much money, but you do need money. You have to have money to pay the electricity bill. You have to have money to buy food. You have to have money to be a giver. You have to have money. Money is the system that we work with in here in the world, okay? Now, I am not a financial expert. I cannot tell you, oh, you need to go buy gold, or you need to invest in this stock, or you need to do this, you need to do that. I can tell you what the Word of God says and what works for my life. Now, I have a pen here. If I drop this pen, what's going to happen? Are you sure? You're positive. If I drop it, it's going to go down. Why is it going to go down? Because of gravity, right? And so I drop it, boom, it goes down. We don't even question it. We don't even think about it, right? You drop it, it's going to fall. Never have I dropped something and it went up. My faith in me says, and my knowledge in me, that you drop it, it's going to fall. Well, listen to me. God has laws of prosperity. And he has given you the power of wealth and the power of prosperity. He's given it to you. I'll show you this in the scriptures. And it happens and it works just like that pen falling. You don't even have to question it. You don't even have to ask about it. It works. It only works, though, if you're applying the principles correctly. Okay? If I take this pen and I throw it up, but it still came back down, right? But I'm doing something different. I could throw it sideways, whatever. Gravity is still going to affect, but I'm causing a different cause to happen to it. Right? I can throw it up, and it's going to arch, and then it's going to start coming back down, but it's going to go up first. Because I've put more force. Now the law of lift and the law of thrust is coming into it. You follow what I'm saying? A lot of times people get mad when you talk about prosperity, but I'm not going to get mad because I want to tell y'all something. Well, I'm not going to get mad. You may get mad. I'm not going to get mad. This church, listen to me, I'm talking to you straight. This church has an anointing on it, a gift from God, a grace from God upon this church to give. You guys are amazing. I'm glad and I'm proud that I get to pastor you because you're amazing at what you do in your generosity. It's one of the gifts that we have in life as a church. What we've done at Casa Angelina is remarkable for who we are, where we are in the economy that we're in. All right? But I know that if we're going to excel in what I'm feeling and God telling me in 2014, and we're going to see this church grow, and we're going to see more people get saved, and more people get healed, and more people get delivered, we've got to understand that God has given us all the power of prosperity because it's going to take dollars to get there. And what I want to see happen is for you to get ridiculously blessed so that you ridiculously bless us. I want to say it. Everybody look at me. I'm going to say it. I want your money. All right? I want it to rescue more kids. Ivan and I went through this whole complex. We went over everything. See, I love it. I love it. I get excited. When I saw the aquaponics, and I saw that we started with a box of seeds, and we had these little plants, and then we got a bigger plant, and we got them in there, and they were producing food, and I was like this. I got so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so God, because we're producing life, all right? But then on the other hand, and the other hand is, we got problems with our septic system, because, you know, we understand this, and I understand what's going on as a builder, and Ivan doesn't think about these things all the time, but you just can't keep adding kids. We've got 123 kids, and they're going to the bathroom all the time, and water is coming down the lines, and it's getting more, and I'm freaking out and said, oh, God, make them flush the toilets half as much. A shower every other day. Do something. Because I'm looking at it from my builder's understanding and looking at it and said, oh, my gosh, we're going to contaminate everything. We've got to do something. So we got to have a water treatment plant put in there. Okay, so the point is that I'm saying to you, I'm going to teach you something. Don't get mad at me. Do not look at me like I'm trying to get your last dollar. All right? I'm trying to teach you the laws of prosperity so God can bless you so you can then bless the work of God. Amen? That's the pureness of my heart. All right? There's three things that you have to understand about prosperity. Okay? The first one is found right here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. You have to understand that God is a giver. It's his nature. What did God do? He made a world and then he gave it to man to have dominion over it. The very first thing, Genesis chapter 1, God makes it, gives it away. Are y'all with me? His whole nature is he's a giver. Listen, you need to remember this because this is, I didn't come up with this. I've heard this all my life as a Christian. God is an adder, not a subtractor. He's into addition. not subtraction. All right? He is a multiplier. He is not a divider. Anything in your life, if you want to know if it's God, if it's adding to you, it's God. If it's taking away from you, it is not. If it's stealing your joy, if it's stealing your finances, if it's stealing anything from you, it's not God. Because a thief is a killer, a stealer. He's a thief. He always was. Y'all with me? But if it's adding to you and it's multiplying you and it's blessing you, hello? And it puts a big smile on your face. I get excited. I get heartbroken. Not heartbroken. I get whatever you'd call it. Emotional. When I see those girls going to college and I think, my God, thank God they're not prostitutes on the streets. Thank God what the devil intended for their life, God, you used just to get them out of that thing. And now they're going to be a doctor. They're going to be an architect. I get excited. I get joy over that because I can see the fruit of it. You with me? Okay. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ears heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know that the things that have been freely given to us by God. Listen to me. When you're born again and the Spirit of God comes and lives on the inside of you, then there is a giving nature that comes on the inside of you. But what happens to us, all of us, I don't care who you are, what happens to us is the distractions of this world, the lust for the things in the world, what Bruce just talked about a second ago, the voids that we have, the emotional problems that we get into, the warpedness and the twistedness that comes upon us in life, we want to fill that void. And what happens to us, a lot of times we turn to material things in this world to fulfill that void. Okay? Listen to me. And when we turn to that material void to fulfill those things in life, we become selfish and self-centered. And we squash the true nature of what's on the inside of us, which is a giving nature from God, out of us, and we start operating in God's principles wrongly. Look at the person beside you and say, man, that is some good preaching. I mean, y'all, this is a good message. I want to tell y'all at the end of this thing, it's going to take me a couple of weeks here about prosperity. In a couple of weeks, you guys are going to be wanting and jumping up and down to find where God's going to tell you to go give. You're going to get excited. You're going to see miracles. You want to see miracles? You can see a miracle. If you say, well, that dadgum old preacher, he's just trying to get some more money out of me. You ain't going to get nothing. Your heart's wrong. You don't know what's going on. You don't understand what I'm trying to teach you. You don't know my heart. You're not going to get nothing except offended. And I don't deal in offense. Hello. I'm all fired up this morning. Okay. It's your nature. You've got to understand, the very first thing you have to understand, go to Deuteronomy 8:18, is that God is a giver. It's his nature to be a giver. God is prosperous. God does not need your money. You say, well, yeah, you're asking for it. No, you don't understand. God has streets of gold in heaven. He has gates made out of pearls. He's not needing and dependent upon heaven operating with your finances that he might go broke. He's not going off the airways if you don't give. Y'all with me? He's God. But he's trying to get you to be like him. All right? Deuteronomy 8:18 is a scripture you need to memorize. It says, for you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to his fathers as it is this day. God is a giver, and he wants to prosper you for the reason that you establish his covenant on this earth. Folks, listen to me. You are his hands. You are his feet. You are his mouthpiece in life. It's you. He's looking for you to establish his covenant on this earth. The key, which we're going to get down into here in a little bit, is that you understand what he's called you to do. God has called this church, and if you are called to this church, then you are called to work with us to rescue orphans. All right? You say, well, I don't like kids. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you're in the wrong place. Well, I like your preaching, Pastor. You know, I've had people come and tell me over the years. They'd say, well, you know, y'all are doing a good work down there, but, you know, you ought to be doing something here. And I say, oh, like we're not doing anything here? Like we're not trying to hold churches and teach people and preach and on the radio and going out and reaching people all over the place to do this? Hey, my God's big enough to take care of everything. Do you know that there's people, they might as well just be out there over the airways. Hello out there over the airways. There's people right here in this very town that really hate this church. They hate us. I'm not talking about they just don't like us. They hate us. You know why? Because they feel that if this church wasn't here, that all of y'all would be in the other churches here, and that you would be giving them your money, and they'd be making more money, so they could put it in more CDs and earn, you know, have bigger security in their bank accounts. Do y'all want to know how much money we have saved at Living Waters Church? Maybe could function a month or two without any income. Because I'm not sitting on cash. I'm not going to do it. I've talked to the board. The board's all agreed with me. Why don't we want to die with a bunch of cash in the bank? We want to give. We want to sow. We want to bless. We want to help orphans. We want to rescue children. We want to preach the gospel. We want to declare the good news of God everywhere. Hello? We want to help people. We want to bless people. So I ain't sitting on cash. Good gosh. You know, everybody says, what happened is, well, God will bail me out. He's bailed me out a million times. There's times that I get worried as a pastor because I'm looking at all the books and looking at everything, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, come on, do something. And always about the time I'm just about to freak out, somebody comes and has a problem and needs something else, and I need to find another area to give because I am a giver. I find joy in giving. I find joy in making people happy. Hello? Ernie, you made me happy yesterday. Whoo, he didn't run out of food, and I got some ribs yesterday. Ate those ribs. Holy moly, they were good. I was happy. Ate them all. Okay. But God wants you to know that he is the one who gives you the power to make wealth. You can earn money. You can be very good in life and operating in business or something, and you can earn money, but you won't earn wealth. There's a difference. You can have all the money in the world. How many drug dealers are there in the world? How many wealthy men? I heard the story the other day about this man who was trying to give away all of his wealth. And he had $800 million to give away. I don't know why he didn't get my name. And he was trying to give it all away, and he was trying to give it all away because he had had a stroke, a mild stroke, and he was concerned that he was going to have another stroke and become an invalid, and he didn't want to live like that. And so he was trying to give all his money away. So he was down to the last $80 million, and he gave it to some stupid organization. And anyway, he gave away his $80 million, went up to his apartment, which is on the 16th floor, opened up the window, and jumped out and killed himself. Money didn't make him happy. You can have money and not ever have wealth. Wealth is the ability. You've got to understand this. Wealth is the ability to have $1 in your pocket and not be concerned. Wealth is the ability to know your God. And to know that you can take $5, and if you need $1,000, you can sow, because it's all in sowing. You can give and you can bless and you can do whatever God tells you to, and you can become prosperous. That's wealth. Wealth is knowing that if you've messed up, you can pray and God will forgive you. Wealth is knowing that if you're sick, you can pray and God will heal you. That's wealth. Wealth is knowing that you can go to bed at night and have peace. Huh? That's wealth. How many people out there have millions of dollars in the bank and no peace? See, I'm not talking about, I'm going to teach you the secret to get money in the bank. Listen to me, I can get you money and it may kill you. I'm talking about wealth. Knowing your God, looking over at something and saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then he speaks to you about it and you're like, all right. You got to understand, when we put the aquaponics in down there at Guatemala, that aquaponics facility cost us $90,000. You know how much money we had when we started? Zero, zip, zilch. We had bills coming in that we needed for other things, and I just said, Lord, we got to do something because I don't know nothing about this, but if we can grow fish and vegetables and feed the kids and become self-sustainable, then that sounds like it's good to me. So I told Ivan, I said, look, I'll just take on the project. I said, I don't have any money to give you, but I'll take it on. I'll pray. I'll believe God with you. We'll fight this thing through. And God will do the miracle and we'll get it out of there. He said, okay. And when I walked into that, because that's the first time I've actually physically been there and saw what had happened. I mean, joy came into my heart. I mean, it was unbelievable to see it. The joy of just seeing it produced. There it is. That's what we were believing for. That's what's there. There's the deal. Golly, it's all there. Whoa, way to go, God. I didn't have a dollar and there it is. That's exciting to me because it shows me the power of what God can do. You say, well, yeah, but you're Pastor Robert. Listen to me. That's bull. I'm Robert Richards. I didn't get anything special. I just know my God. And I'm just believing what he's doing. Now, how long did it take me? Over a year. It's been a good while. It wasn't like when I said, hey, Lord, I need $90,000. Okay. Fell into the account. No, we nickel and dime and scratch through there. Not everything works. I wish it did, but it doesn't. I want to teach you how, okay? It's God that gives you the power to make well. Okay, just let me go just a little bit more. Luke chapter 6, it's the last scripture I'll use. I mean, I'd hate to keep y'all late on Super Bowl Sunday. Pray for every pervert out there. I told Ivan, I said, I'm really, after the stories we hear of things going on in Guatemala and these things, I'm just ready to quit the church, throw in the towel, quit preaching, and just form a hit squad. Right before to say, look, do you want to know Jesus or not? You're not getting out of this. You're either going to have an instantaneous meeting with him, either good or bad, in just a minute. That was my mercy, to let him know him before. Pull the trigger. It's ridiculous. Anyway, Luke 6:37-38. Jesus is speaking. It's in red letters, okay? Can't argue with it. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. The same measure you give, it's going to be measured back to you. You got to understand something. This is the first principle you have to understand about prosperity. God is a giver, okay? And if you're going to walk in prosperity, you have to have the heart of a giver. Not a taker, a giver. All right? And you have to understand that his principle is giving and receiving. You got to understand that. The only thing God is expecting or wants from us is our worship. God's not interested in you. You don't have to have your money. He wants your worship. He wants you to honor him in everything that you have. Okay? Everything that you have. And when you get the heart of being a giver on the inside of you, and you walk in that, whether you're giving your love, you're giving your time, you're giving your finances, you're giving whatever, it doesn't make any difference because you're just a giver. I see people all the time. You know, we're going through the airports, and man, I tell you, I got a blessing there. I'll tell you that story in just a second. And I see people standing at counters arguing and screaming and hollering at people because they didn't get something that they wanted. I mean, that's the bottom line. And the only reason why they act like that is because they're selfish and self-centered, and they expected it to be theirs. And I look at people and I think, you know, that's so not God. Now, there's something for standing up for, you know, I mean, if they got rid of my seat, they'd hear from me, you know, but. Folks, God is he's a giver. He's a giver of love. He's a giver of grace. He's a giver of mercy. Everything about the nature of God is he's a God who gives. All he wants back from us is worship. Amen? It's the first principle you got to learn about prosperity. I'll give you number two next week. But I will tell y'all this story as we close. I thank y'all for praying for me as I was off, you know, going and going through the securities and all that kind of stuff. And I got back to Houston, and we got off the plane, and Brother Ivan and I are going through customs there. Not customs, but entry, you know. I don't know if y'all, anybody been through there in Houston just like real recently? You check yourself through now. It's like we've gone from one extreme to the other. You check yourself through. I walked up to this, they just said, here you go, you're a citizen, here's your little, you know, go to that. And I was like this little computer box standing there. I'm like, what in the world? You know, so you follow the prompts and, you know, punch your way through and put your passport down. It says, only thing is like, look at the camera. And I'm like, camera, where's there? Camera, right here. Finally, I look at the screen and I can see my face. I'm like, okay, there's a camera. And it was up high. Imagine. Anyway, so I check myself through. I'm thinking, okay, I hope church is praying. Oh, Lord, this, I don't like this at all. This is new ground for me. It's making me get all freaked out. And gave me this little printout and walk up. And there's just this little guy sitting at the, just a little, like a little round table. There's no more of the little booze, no more of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, like me, if I don't, I'm like a cow going through a new gate. I see something I'm not familiar with. I'm like, ooh, now what's this up there? And so I walked up there to him, you know, kind of sheepishly looking to see if there's any trap doors or anything, you know. Handing that old demo, I said, man, what? This is weird. What's going on? Yes, sir. You know, new system we're putting in here. And he starts talking about he liked my hat and going on this and that and the other. And he starts talking about this and that. And I'm like, they're baiting me into something here, you know. Don't say anything, you know, just keep your head down. Don't say anything. And so I start to walk off, and he says, oh, do you have any luggage? I says, no, sir, I just have my carry-on. He says, oh, okay, well, just go down this aisle. Just go down this hallway. And he does like this, and I'm like, nah, something up here, you know. So everybody else is going to the right, and they tell me to go to the left. I'm like, uh-uh, man, okay. So I ease up there and kind of look around the corner like, oh, what is this? And look down there, it's just this long hallway at the far end of it. There's a guy sitting at a booth, and I'm like, man, I'm going to walk down there, and some net's going to fall on me, and guy's going to jump out and taser me or something. I don't like this at all. So I'm like feeling my way down through that hallway. I'm like, okay, there's got to be something, trap door. Man, I'm as goosey. If somebody would have just screamed, man, I'd have just dropped. And so I worked my way down, and I get to the guy, and I said, man, I don't know if I'm in the right place. And I hand him my dad. He said, yeah, just go right down there. Just go, just follow those stairs. And I'm like, man, now they're sending me down to the basement. That's going to beat me with a bat or something, you know? And so I go down the steps, and there's like nobody there. I'm just like walking through U.S. Customs by myself, just wandering along. I'm like, what is this? And I look and there's all the doors and they got people's bags ripped open and everything. And I'm just like, okay. You know, any minute the door's going to come open. I'm just going to be, you know, electrocuted in there or something, you know. I get around a corner. I sneak around this corner and I kind of look around the corner and see. I'm behind the customs desk. And I'm like, this is horrible. Any minute they're going to get me. And so I step out, this lady looks over at me, and I said, I don't know what to say. I just look at her, and she's like, she said, oh, just go on, sir. I'm like, go on. She's like, yeah, just go on. I said, you want my customs form? No, we don't need it. Go ahead. So, man, I look, and then the door opens to where I got to get to in the next tournament. I'm like, okay, if I can just make it to that door. So I hurry up, get to the door, close. I'm like, I mean, I was through. Ivan was lost. He was back in there. It took him like 20 minutes to catch up with me. I said, now that's the power of a praying church. Bless God. I've wandered through this whole situation, got out of this thing on the other end, and, you know, it's all got to be done to prayer. So I just thank y'all. Y'all are the greatest. Y'all are better than having a great travel agent. You're just getting me through there. Amen. So praise God. Stand to your feet. Look at the person beside you and saying, my God is super. Church, I love you guys. Thank y'all for everything. God is a God of prosperity. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you this week. I'm telling you, there's some great days ahead of y'all. You just got to hang on. Just keep going. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. There's great days ahead for you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, grab that person's hand. I want to bless you as you leave. Father, I just thank you for this day. I just ask you to bless this congregation. Lord, I know that it is you that gave us Deuteronomy 8:18, that you're the one that gives us power to make wealth, and we want to walk in wealth. We want to walk in your prosperity. We want to be givers, Lord God. We want to establish the kingdom of God upon the face of this earth. And so, Lord, we praise you for it. We thank you for it. Now, I ask you just to put your hand upon each and every one of us. And as we go out in the world this week, Lord, every person we come across, every person that's around us, Lord, just let what's in us get off on them. Because that's you, Jesus, that's in us. Touch them, bless them. Give us a word to them, for them, Lord, that we can tell them about your goodness. Lord, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God bless you, church.